Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Kline. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Terry Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Barr. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Carbo moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ellis moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Torres moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Torres moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Duncan moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Duncan scores. Alvarado moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to home to get Alvarado. Bell moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-1 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hughes is hit by the pitch. Burleson moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Burleson scores. Hughes moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Guerrero moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duncan moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dwayne Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein spins and fires to second, with Alvarado covering, and Hughes is picked off. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Hendrick fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hendrick. Guerrero goes all the way around to score. Miller moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Gogolewski now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Evans reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jolis pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.